This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I am your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called the Weekly Challenge. I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a 100 Word Story based on that topic. And then we make a show. Do a dance, maybe put on some leather pants, and go to Europe for a weekend. No, we just do a show. And if I were to put a sock in it for a bit, you would hear the music bed composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line. Him the awesome. Anyway, this is the 57th weekly challenge, and the topic was an amalgam. How do you spell that? Amalgam. It was a hybrid of two winners last week. There was a tie. Chris and Mike. Or is it Mike and Chris? Going broke with Mike and Chris. No, I don't think it works. But they came up with writer's block and lingering. We got 8 stories this week. One more than last week. You know, in 10 weeks, it'll be a 50 gig file. Not that I'm running out of space or anything. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week. And that's Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Okay, Liana, tell us a story.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point on a brand new system with mixer and microphones and an idiot brain that doesn't know how to work them. So bear with me. It'll take a while. Want to beg right now and say thanks for the support to those of you who have sent me material for my podcast. Now, I want to see some new faces along with the fantastic old ones. So please send me an original short story, poem, or novel excerpt of roughly 2,000 words or less. Forward them to hodgepodgepoint@gmail.com. So for this week's challenge number 57, a double with writer's block and lingering, I have the following story called A Deal is a Deal. Satan licked his pen, eyes closed in bliss, then scratched out a few more lines before pausing again. What now? Sydney asked weakly. Tricky phrasing this part. Also need a fill-up. He stabbed the utensil into Sydney. She screamed, then cried as pain lingered well past the puncture. Done. As promised, you'll receive all materialistic desires and guarantee that I will not shorten your life after signing. He handed her paper and pen. She barely etched out her name in blood when she died. Satan chuckled. Damn, writer's block. The blood loss killed you just after signing the contract.
Satan, you are a cruel and foul beast. Liana, that sounded really, really smooth. I think, don't sell yourself short. I think you got that equipment going. Thank you. The text from Liana's story, and everybody else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location, location, location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. He made it funny. There's also links to their homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in their spare time. By the way, would you like to hear a rookie? That's right, I'm in your podcast, writing your stories, lolcasters. Angie B. of Unwind came over here from a podcaster meetup in Second Life last week, swallowed my whole line of propaganda about 100 word stories, and she's giving this a try. So here we go. Angie B. of Unwind, her first 100 word story.
She was lingering over a photo of her old lover, a candid portrait taken during an intimate moment. That was another time, another place. She was another girl. Suddenly, a song came on her iPod, one she'd heard many times while lingering in his warm arms. She became lost in the past, drowning voluptuously in memory, losing herself in daydreams. Abruptly, she was awoken from her reverie by an insistent knock on her office door. Still having writer's block? Straightening up and sliding the photo back into a desk drawer, she replied, "I think I just found my inspiration."
Ladies and gentlemen, that was NGB of Unwind, Chillcast, Showgirls. How many podcasts can a single person do? I guess we need to ask Chris Daly when he gets back from San Antonio. Like, what, 50? Hold on, Leo Laporte. He does like 3 at once. Thank you, Angie. Please drive through and come again. Let's check out the veterans here. Caleb! Oh no, is he the bad man that touched me in Cleveland? I don't know. Let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Caleb Bullen.
She knew her favorite author lived nearby, so she lingered on the writer's block, hoping for what? An autograph? A chance meeting? The one time she did see him, buying pears, she'd been too shy to approach him. He had noticed her too. She was plain, and yet something about her captured his eye and made his heart flutter nervously whenever he noticed her in the neighborhood. Unfortunately, he wasn't any braver than she, so they never really met. He poured his heart out, writing and dedicating his next book to her. We can only hope she reads it.
What? That was Caleb? Wasn't something twisted or sick or perverted or... Okay, it was kind of sweet. I liked it. Okay. Caleb Bullen, everyone. Yay! Next up is, Daphne and Tamara. In that order, too. You know, I'm going to register TamaraandDaphne.com and point that to their site so that people who think that Tamara should go first, yeah, they can go there. But, of course, in this podcast, Daphne sent in her story first. So, here it is. Daphne's story, Daphne from Going Broke with Tamara and Daphne.
Hi, this is Daphne Abernathy of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the podcast that tells you where to spend your lindens. You find out more about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And this is my submission for the 100-word story weekly challenge. This week's topics of lingering and writer's block actually work together pretty well. So, here goes. Sitting there with pen in hand, lingering over the paper, she wanted to write something memorable, something to make him regret his decision. He wasn't the first to leave, and she knows he won't be the last, but she wanted him to remember her. Voices in her head didn't help her writer's block.
Good riddance. So long, sucker. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
None of that helped as she stared at the note card. She just went with her old standby. Good luck with the new job. She really hated office going away parties.
Everyone is being so sweet this week. Are they sending it to the right podcast? Oh, thank you, Daphne. And now your partner in crime, Tamara Kirshner. That's with a K-I-R-S-H-N-E-R. There's no C in there. No C. So when I keep sending email, we won't talk about that. Tamara, here we go.
Hi, this is Tamara Kirshner of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the podcast that tells you where to spend your lindens. Check us out at www.daphneandtamara.com. Today, my 100-word story is entitled The Doofus. No. Absolutely not. That cannot be him. I didn't spend $120 on a new dress and a pedicure for that guy, Rachel thought. Lingering at the bar, she tried to ignore him. It was difficult to pretend the doofus with the bouquet of cheap flowers sitting at the candlelit table for two wasn't waiting for her. "I'm never going on another blind date again," she swore under her breath. At least Rachel had the foresight to make sure they met at a restaurant with a bathroom near the exit. She wouldn't be there long. She already had an escape plan. Thanks, and remember to check out Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara at www.daphneandtamara.com.
Okay, I'll check it out. By the way, I did the intro for their second episode, thoroughly embarrassing myself, which I do on a regular basis anyway, so might as well, you know, give it to someone else to use. All right. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you, Daphne. Thank you, Caleb. Thank you, NGB. Thank you, Liana. Thank you, me, for the introduction to this podcast. We now move on to Chris from Platypus Society. God, I hope there's nothing about bull queers in this story. I think he's gotten off of that, but we'll see. Chris from Platypus Society.
Hello, this is Chris Carlisle of the Platypus Society, back for another 100-word challenge on the subject of writer's block and lingering. Here we go. Stephen had writer's block. He also had diarrhea. His condition lingered for weeks, unable to get any ideas out of his head, and conversely, unable to stop anything coming out of his ass. One day after his fifth trip to the toilet, Stephen had had enough. He handcuffed himself to the desk, refusing to leave until he had written something. When his intestines started gurgling, he clenched. Then, an idea came to him. He wrote nonstop until he had written an entire screenplay. Amazingly, his diarrhea was gone. And that's how Maximum Overdrive, Stephen King's shittiest movie ever, was born.
You know, that's how half of my 100-word stories are written, too. Well, I won't talk about the handcuffs. I mean, I know where to spend my lindens, right? Thank you, Chris. All right. Next up is Mike from Mike Thinks, the other half of the brain trust that came up with the topic. Topics. The amalgam hybrid. The hybramalgam of topics this week. Mike of Mike Thinks.
Hi, this is Mike James from the Mike Thinks Podcast, the news you missed, www.mikethinks.com, with a 100-word story, lingering, and writer's block? Tell me what you think. Give me a call, 347-BUG-MIKE. Mike sat, trying to think up something funny, witty, and poignant. 100 words usually wasn't enough. Today, however, it seemed too much. Ironic that writer's block was the topic. His fingers lingered over the keyboard as his creative skills failed him. Is Platypus having this much difficulty? Mike pondered. The entire week he'd endeavored in vain. Last week's Stephen Hawking parody had flopped. Now faced with the very real possibility of an additional failure, Mike decided to write about writer's block when writing 100-word stories. Imminent failure lingered like yesterday's burrito supreme platter, and tonight looks like chili.
Caught in a trap, I can't walk out, because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I'm saying, yeah. We can't go on. What the? Is this thing still recording? Oh, crap. Oh, man. Well, now you know what I do in between my bits here when your stories are playing. I do Elvis karaoke. Thank you very much, Mike. Mike from Mike Thinks, the other half of this wonderful topic. It's not like farmers and roller coasters. Finally, we have Tom of Footnote, the Footnote podcast, the podcast of Footnotitude and Big Bury and all that stuff. Here comes Tom, hip-hoppity down Santa Claus Lane.
Dan was surrounded by a mountain of crumpled paper. The speech was in 6 hours. He hadn't crafted the read my lips statement. Frank, I got a monster writer's block. I need a pithy yet nebulous phrase to encapsulate and divert attention from the logical outcome of being in Iraq, yelled the speechwriter. Try this, returned Frank. We linger lest lefties liberate. You're telling me to create a link between terrorists and communists? Yep, we got 80 years of drumbeat behind commie fears. Time for a little repurposing. 6 hours later, is our lingering less liberating? Who the hell's lefty?
That was Tom, without a silent four in his name, from the Big Bury podcast, the Footnote podcast, normally from the tiny pump house on the hill, but I believe it's being renovated to become, well, the slightly less tiny pump house on the hill. Maybe what, Nardo? Yeah, around this time, Gomem would have a talk with Charlie, but I'm stuck with your furry butt. Yeah, that's a good boy. What? Uh-huh? What, you're telling me that I forgot to put Terrence's story in? Yeah? So I should just do a jump cut edit and stick it in here and pretend that I didn't make a mistake with my spam filters? Oh, okay. Well, technical advisor Nardo says I should just stick Terrence from the Never Was podcast right in here and pretend that my spam filters and my email box are working perfectly. So here we go. Terrence, yeah, Nardo, that was a good idea. Here we go.
Hello, this is Terrence McLean of the Never Was podcast at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. I'd like to say how pleased I am to see that some of the other writers have taken me up on my challenge and wrote stories that were continuations of the previous week. And here is my entry into this week's weekly challenge, Writer's Block and Lingering. Yet another story of Raoul. Raoul picked up the quill and placed the tip against the beige page. If they were going to write him out of the book, he would write his own story. He sat there for hours, quill poised to write the great story of his life. But nothing came. He slammed the quill down on the desk, and the blank page stared up at him. There was a rumbling in his stomach, and a stench filled the room. That was a smell that was going to linger. Maybe he'd have better luck with podcasting in a couple thousand years.
Bye.
Thank you, Terrence. You know, there never was a problem there at all. I'm just winging it. I'm just pulling this podcast out of my butt these days. Yeah, well, got to set up a better mailbox. I'm never going to live that down. You know, there are some things that in podcasting I'm known for, like with Radar, pulling the prim block out of my ass. Or Daphne and Tamara, it's all ass-related, really. Podcasting relates, you know, you can't do podcasting without ass, really. It would be just podcatting or podkinning. Speaking of ass, we do have one more story. I lied earlier. I just keep lying. I'm sorry. This one is from none other than the, not just the tiny pump house in the hill, but the great beyond out there in outer of outer space, some spiral arm of a galaxy or something. Planet Z. Here we go.
The ancient abbot lingered in his dark, damp cell for years. The monastery was warned never to bother him. He was the wisest of the wise, and he must be allowed to write his thoughts down uninterrupted. Every night, a monk would go into his chamber and find him asleep at his desk, head down on the same stack of blank sheets of papyrus. Writer's block was the excuse they used, until one night, the abbot was still awake when they came for his papers.
"Oh, good," he said. "You're here. Can I have a pen and some ink, please?"
Okay, that one sucked. Guy David, crank that calliope for the amusement of the audience. And there you have it. 9 stories about whatever the topic was about. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. But which ones were the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones for this week. Then when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 58th weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 59th, and they will win official 100 word stories, podcast, refrigerator magnets. I have the envelopes here. I have the stamps. I have the addresses. I'll mail them out Monday. Just everybody send me your addresses, and everyone gets them this week. Tom Marquette told me a little bit about these magnets. They're the strongest magnets in the universe. He put them on his refrigerator, practically door handle strength, in case you want a spare door handle. If you've got somebody in your family that picks their nose and then goes looking in the refrigerator, you know, like I do. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell they're saying. There's also archives of my very own 100-word stories there, over 1,000 episodes in all. Someone the other day tried to tell me that Dawn and Drew had more episodes. Not. Catch me if you can. You can't. Need to subscribe to the feed? There's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on the site, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome Podcast Ready. No, don't click twice. It's one click. One click. Oh, and as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He does like the 16th podcast, Electronica, and like A Tale of Two Cities, The Musical Odyssey. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. We'll be back tomorrow with another thrilling episode of The Wacky Adventures of Abraham Lincoln, provided this time by Caleb Bullen. Okay, so I've writer's block, but not lingering. And next week, it'll be the next weekly challenge. I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit.
But until then, thank you for listening. Your stories keep me warm at night to near feverish temperatures. Why do you think I act this way? And as always,
keep it, boy.
Closing.